So, what are NFTs? Crypto tokens like Bitcoin or BTC, and Ether or ETH, and fiat currencies like the dollar and the euro are fungible tokens. You can have one ETH and exchange it for any other ETH, or you can exchange a $100 bill with any other $100 bill. On the contrary, non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, are crypto tokens that represent information of unique or rare digital and real-world assets. This information, stored in each NFT, makes them non-interchangeable on a one-to-one basis. Here are 10 facts about these saucer-like creatures of the deep. 1. Stingrays are fish. Though they may not resemble the finned friends in your fish tank at home, stingrays belong to a group of fish called elasmobranchs. There are around 200 different stingray species in total. 2. Stingrays are closely related to sharks. Stingrays and sharks belong to the same group of cartilaginous fish. This means that instead of bones, they're supported by skeletons of cartilage. There's an extensive non-Arab population in North Africa, the true indigenous people of the region. They are called Amazigh, plural, Imazighen, a word which means free people in the indigenous Tamazight language. Among outsiders, the more common, though incorrect name for Imazighen is Berber.
To those familiar with VTA, there's been a longtime resident of the office affectionately known as Mr. Jingles. During our nearly two-year hiatus, something unusual happened to our little friend. In VTA's shuttered offices, what began as a typical mouse-looking-for-crumbs-at-workstations caper ended in the server room as Mr. Jingles found what he thought might be a tasty snack.
Hero videos are infrequent, high-impact, and emotional brand promotions. The goal of them is to introduce your business to a large new audience or break it into a new segment. They sit at the top of the sales funnel because the attraction stage is all about making your business known to new prospects and encouraging them to take a closer look. In this course, we will review what to do in case you are inadvertently exposed to bloodborne pathogens. We'll summarize actions to take and who to contact in an emergency involving infectious materials. We'll examine post-exposure procedures, including reporting, medical follow-up, and Sharp's injury log recording. Finally, we'll review requirements for post-exposure evaluation and follow-up for employers.